Exclusive, former CBP commissioner. We are going to see more dead bodies with Joe Biden's open border policies. By Robert Krajicek on June 14, 2021. We're going to see more dead bodies, Mark Morgan. Former chief operating officer and acting commissioner for Customs and Border Protection. CBP, said of the Biden administration's border security and immigration policies on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Joel Polak, author of The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It. Polak inquired about the impact of summer temperatures around southern border in Texas on migration from Mexico into the U.S. What are you expecting to see in the next few months? Is this going to taper off, this flood of migrants? As the summer months begin and it gets baking hot? Absolutely deadly conditions down there in Texas and Mexico, or is it going to keep coming? He asked. Morgan replied, it's going to keep coming, and here's what we're going to see more of. 2. And I know this is going to be harsh, but we're going to see more dead bodies. That's what we're going to see as well, but we've seen image after image of young kids being left by the cartels that fell asleep or couldn't keep up. Morgan highlighted a column written by Sheriff Joe Frank Martinez, an elected official and Democrat in Val Verde County, Texas, describing the status quo of immigration across the U.S.-Mexico border. In an article titled, Border Crisis, I'm a Texas Sheriff with four deputies patrolling 110 miles. We need help, he described himself as a proud Democrat. Martinez recalled the recovery of dead migrants on the U.S. side of the border, including a Haitian woman who was pregnant with twins. Her husband's remains were found near the border in Mexico. He wrote, in all my 42 years here, I have never seen so many migrants risking their lives to cross the Rio Grande as in the past couple of months. President Joe Biden's policies and rhetoric incentivize migrants to place themselves at risk as they pursue illegal immigration, Morgan explained. Morgan noted that Border Patrol agents have already registered 1,500 more rescues of migrants in distress in 2021 relative to the federal government's previous fiscal year ending in October. Border Patrol, right now, already has outpaced the number of rescues by over 1,500 than all of last year. What's going to happen, when the heat goes, they are still going to keep coming, he said. Biden and his administration encourage and promote illegal immigration through policies and statements, Morgan observed. He remarked, Biden, and everyone in his administration, are saying, basically, come to our borders. We're going to let you in. It's only just recently, when they realized they started this catastrophic crisis, that now they're saying the buzzwords, don't come. But remember, they're saying, don't come, yet. The Biden administration is releasing thousands of individuals, unaccompanied minors and families into our country every single day. The migrants know it. The cartels know it. The smugglers know it, he added. He repeated, you're going to see more dead bodies. You're going to see more illegal immigrants that have succumbed. Because this administration has told them, it is worth it. It is worth giving all your money to the cartels. It is worth risking your life, not only because of COVID, not only because we know independent studies that show 30-35% of women and children are abused on the way up. Not only because you're going to be shoved in overcrowded, unsanitary stash houses for days and weeks, and the cartels and smokers will treat you like cargo, common garbage, and they will let you die before they get caught. That is what open border policy does, Morgan concluded. It tells migrants, risk it all and get to our borders. Because if you get to our borders, we're going to release into the United States. That is why they are willing to risk it all. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.